Michael Cohen pleads guilty to 8 felonies on Tuesday. The president discusses his long relationship with Cohen.
Well, he was a lawyer for me for one of many. They always say the lawyer, and then they like to add the fixer. Well, I don't know if there's a fixer. I don't know where that term came from, but he's been a lawyer for me, didn't do big deals, did small deals, not somebody that was with me that much. You know, they make it sound like I didn't live without him. Well, it turned out he wasn't a very good lawyer, frankly.
That from an interview that aired on Fox and Friends this morning, and this is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The name of Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wurls being removed from a Catholic high school in Pennsylvania after a damning grand jury report details decades of abuse in the Catholic Church. It mentions Wurl as someone who'd allowed accused priests to be reassigned to different parishes as part of a cover-up when he served as the Bishop of Pittsburgh from 1988 through 2006. Wildfire smoke in the western U.S. causing a lot of problems ranging from health concerns to canceled airline flights, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Air quality advisories have been posted across the Pacific Northwest due to fires in the United States and Canada, many of which are still uncontrolled. Ash and smoke from the flames have impacted the air quality in many communities. Redding, California, that was devastated by the car fire, has seen 3 straight weeks of unhealthy air. Other areas in the West are also seeing smoky, hazy skies, like Oregon, Colorado, Idaho, and Utah. EPA researchers have noted between hospital admissions, emergency room visits, and premature deaths, wildfire smoke exposure can cost the U.S. between $11 billion and $20 billion per year.
And e-cigarette users are twice as likely to have a heart attack as people who don't smoke, according to a new University of California, San Francisco study. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The traffic is stuck. Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on 100 in Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you. It's a beautiful day.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 in Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
On today's program, I'll be discussing why a recent trip to Home Depot left me concerned about their emphasis on customer service. I'll have tips on how to succeed if you run a seasonal business. I'll have 3 tips on how you can prevent Amazon from stealing your online clients. And I'll have tips on how you can make your small business financially stable. It's Thursday, August 23rd, 2018, and I'll have all that more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and this program is called Taking Care of Business. And for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. Before we get going, we'll start with a brief check of the weather. It's currently 72 degrees at 12:05, and today it'll be sunny and less humid, with a high of 79 degrees and a low of 57. For tomorrow, it'll be sunny and hot with a high of 82 and a low of 58. For Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a high of 81 and a low of 63. And for Sunday, it'll be partly cloudy, high of 85 and a low of 67. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inChamberRadio.com.
We've been taking care of business every day.
And a current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently down 94.62 to 25,638.98. The NASDAQ down 9.77 to 7879.40. S&P 500 is down 4.43 to 2857.39. Oil down 21 cents to $67.65 per barrel. And gold down $7.40 to $1,195.90 an ounce. All right, well, welcome to the program. Welcome to our new studio. We are located in a different room here in the large house, which is the headquarters of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And so everything's just a little bit different today, a little bit getting used to. What camera am I looking into? What microphone am I talking on? Where's my headset volume kind of thing? So a little bit getting used to. Give me, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. I'll probably get it right by then. And but again, glad you could join me for another edition of Taking Care of Business. Got a lot going on this week that I wanted to talk to you about and want to get right into it. So if you're listening to the program now, there's a good chance that you may be listening on our live stream. If so, we would ask that you open up a browser in your computer or laptop or tablet or phone and like our page on Facebook, which is called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and then you can see the live stream on Facebook. You can always go back and archive some of these things. Go visit the page later in the week and watch the show or listen to the audio stream as well. At this time of the week, we always start with our business quote of the week. It's brought to you each week at this time by Crown Trophy of Flemington. I like this one. It comes from Henry Ford, and he says, "Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. Working together is success." Now, obviously, Henry Ford was very successful in his endeavors building the Ford Motor Company. But think about that for just a minute, again, as it pertains to your business. Coming together is a beginning. Keeping together is progress. And working together is success. Those steps, coming together, we have this idea. We have a great mechanism to put it all in place. Keeping together, you know, those initial struggles, the first couple of years may not be hard or may not be easy. And then working together to come up with that final product, that would deliver what we call the success. All right. My favorite group of all time, the Eagles, band out of California, Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, Don Henley, Timothy B. Schmidt. So why on a show called Taking Care of Business would I be playing the introduction to Hotel California? Well, this week, the Eagles and their greatest hits album surpassed Michael Jackson for most album sales of all time. The Eagles are certified 38 times platinum, which eclipses Michael Jackson. He's now in second place with his Thriller album. This all according to Variety magazine. And then the Eagles' Hotel California album currently sits at number 3 at around $26 million. So there is a chance that it could overtake Michael Jackson's Thriller down the road. The original album, The Greatest Hits, 1971 to 1975, released in February of 1976 and still going strong today. Love the Eagles, and it's no matter where I am, when the Eagles come on the radio, I turn it way up. They just put me in a good mood. Probably know the words to every song. I've seen them in concert several times, and haven't seen them in the newest version. You know, since Glenn Frey passed, his son Dustin is now taking over Glenn Frey's position, and Vince Gill, a great singer in his own right, has also replaced Frey on several songs, so I would like to see them in that version of the Eagles. So hopefully I'll get out there and get to see them sometime this summer. Wanted to talk to you about something that's been happening more and more, really starting to piss me off, because it's the when people say I'm losing business, I think I have the reason why, or a good reason why. And I want to go over that with you so that if it's happening in your business, you can take corrective action as quickly as possible. I was at Home Depot in Bridgewater yesterday, or not yesterday, over the weekend. needed some supplies. I was re-roofing or re-shingling the roof on my shed, and so I needed some supplies, nails, tar paper, the shingles themselves, things like that. And as I walked into the Home Depot, typically there's a man or a woman there that will greet you and just ask, is there anything you need? You know, if you said, well, I'm looking for light bulbs, they'd say, well, go to aisle four. I'm looking for lumber. It's in the back, you know, something like that. So as I walk in, the woman who would normally be greeting me is sitting there talking to a coworker, and all they're talking about is, when can I go on break? I really want to go on break. You know, that was the most important thing to her. And I understand it, you know, when you're working, you know, in these jobs, that chances are your bosses aren't going to necessarily care whether or not you take your break, but you would have that interest. So she totally ignores me. So luckily, I know Home Depot well enough. I know where the nails are. I know where the shingles are. I can get the tar paper myself. So she totally ignores me. As I walk through the store, there's a kiosk there for Sunrun Solar Products. Now, this is a gentleman who would want to sell you solar panels to be placed on the roof of your house. How is he going to sell me solar panels when his head was buried in his cell phone texting? He never once looked up. So here I am. I got a beautiful roof, would have had a beautiful southern exposure, probably could have used solar panels on it. But guess what? Because he didn't take the time to even ask me about it, or was I interested, he'll never know. And then I get a little bit further into the store, and there's a gentleman behind the key kiosk. This is where you would make an extra key for your house or something like that. Never looked up from his cell phone. So now I said, this can't be pervasive throughout the whole of Home Depot. And yet there it was. I get into the lumber section. I'm looking for nails. I'm looking for the roofing shingles and things like that. And the person there, a young guy on the phone, you know, texting his friends and things like that. I don't know how to explain it any simpler to a business owner. A Home Depot, a Lowe's, any, let's not put Lowe's in this because I didn't go to Lowe's, but for Home Depot, for any business, restaurants, things like that, when I see someone who's technically supposed to be serving the public, serving me or whatever, helping, assisting on their phone, I can tell they don't care about me as a customer. Put the phones down. As bosses, as managers, as owners, get your employees to put the phones down. Even if you have to collect them and say you can get them back at 3 in the afternoon when you get off shift, or at 5 when we're done with the day. If there's a family emergency, have them call the office and we'll get you. We'll find you. But leave the phone in your purse, put the phone in a locker, turn it off, do whatever. Just don't have it in your hand every second of the day. So I went to a restaurant last week and the waitress just disappeared, but I caught her twice standing near the bar with her fingers doing the tapping on the cell phone. All I asked of her when she came to the table after working on that roof all day, it was hot, it was 95 degrees on Saturday. I said, all I need is a glass of water, a beer, and a glass of iced tea. And if you can keep the water full, I'd really appreciate it. Didn't matter to her, because what was more important to her was the person on the other end of that cell phone. And I hope whatever they were talking about was super important, because her tip reflected her poor service. If you're an employee in a business and somebody is paying you to do your job, you owe it to them. And I don't care what the pay scale is, $8.50 an hour, $15 an hour, you're making $100,000 a year. Do your job. The value that you bring to that business is reflected in your pay. So if you're only getting $8.50 an hour, guess what? Your boss doesn't think very highly of you. But if you're giving $100,000 in salary, the boss does think highly of you. They value your background. They value your education. Don't screw it up by constantly being on the cell phone. Put the phone away. I guarantee you, you have never received a text that is so earth-shattering that you had to run out of the Home Depot and take care of it. With the exception of a death in the family, there isn't one bit of news that's very important, that's more important than taking care of your customer. So if you work in a business, put the phone away. And if you run or own or manage a business, get your employees on board The phone stays in the purse. The phone is put away. We're here to work, and I guarantee your productivity will go up. If you want to know why you're losing business to Amazon, it's real simple. I just ordered a book from Amazon yesterday. They already had my name, address, and phone number and email address. I selected the book by Mike Michalowicz, his latest book, and I placed the order. And I got an email right away saying, your book's on its way. It'll be there on Friday. Nobody in that whole transaction was looking at a text message. The computer wasn't looking at a text message. The computer was collecting data on me, which we're going to talk about in a future show called Client Intelligence, on what I like and what my likes are so that it could make suggestions further down the road. Why is it that I can get better service from a computer than I can from a human being? We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day, taking care of business.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gannot. So glad you could join me on this beautiful day here in Hunterdon County. 72 degrees, beautiful sunshine, bright blue skies. Get out there and enjoy some of that for yourself and maybe take a walk during lunch or something. But don't forget, take Hunterdon Chamber Radio with you on your cell phones or tablets and listen along as we enjoy this day together. All right. Way out there somewhere in Hunterdon Chamber Radio land is a gentleman named Joshua Burke. He runs Joshua's Landscaping and Design, a seasonal business, as most landscapers are. Josh works year-round, but there are a lot of different seasonal businesses out there. And this next story talks about how to succeed as a seasonal business. Even my business, Crown Trophy of Flemington, could be described as being somewhat seasonal in that we have two busy seasons, spring and fall. We fill in the gaps with promotional items, with apparel, sometimes with signs. So there are times when we're not always just sitting around waiting for the next busy season to come through. But as a seasonal business, one that relies heavily on weather or a particular time of year, these are the tips you need to succeed as a seasonal business. And one of the things with landscapers that I find is they'll go like gangbusters from March through November, but they don't prepare themselves for the winter. And all of a sudden, there's a cash crunch, and there's not enough money. And hopefully, maybe they're doing snow plowing, but then you have to rely on the snow to actually fall. So before you know it, summer's going to be winding down, and that means that the long stretch of slower, colder months is just on its way. Now, don't let that freeze up your revenue. Now's your chance to have your business booming all year round in ways that you would have never imagined. So here are four tips on how to succeed as a seasonal business. First, you want to keep in touch with your customers. Now, don't forget about your customers just because the days get shorter. You should do this by staying active on all of your business's social media accounts. You want to maintain visibility so that when the season comes, your customers will reach out to you first. And this helps you turn one-time customers into repeat clients because they remember you and they remember the service you provided. Another tactic to stay connected is to start a weekly or monthly newsletter showing deals on the services and products your business provides. You can do this by asking for email addresses on your check when they check out or by making it a part of your paperwork process. That way, you can stay in touch by sharing benefits of using your business over others. And this will help your customers keep you top of mind all year long. Next item is you want to manage your cash flow responsibly. Now, managing a seasonal business's inconsistent revenue and cash flow during the off-season can be tricky. The first thing you need to do is identify where your business stands financially at the end of the season. This will help you get a better understanding of what your profit, revenue, and savings are. It's not enough to say, hey, I billed $20,000 this month, or I just completed a job at $15,000. Are you putting any of that away for those cold winter months? Because rent is still due, mortgages are still due, you may have to pay salaries of certain employees, so are you keeping anything tucked away for those quote-unquote rainy days? Now, once you have a good idea of your liquidity, it's important to create and stick to a budget. Being aware of spending helps you use your money wisely, which ultimately helps your bottom line. Getting a second opinion from a financial advisor is also a good idea because they can help you develop a financial plan that's tailored to your unique business needs and keep you accountable. Remember when we had the interview with Mike Michalowicz about profit first? Having those buckets, if you will, those separate accounts, can also be another way that you prepare for those winter months or those off-season months. So if you were to say, let's take a $1,000 payment from a client. If you were to put $100 away in what you call your winter fund or your maintenance fund or something like whatever you want to call it, so that it's continuing to grow from every deposit, then when you finally get yourself into those winter months, you're prepared for it. Otherwise, a lot of people, they take all that money, they buy new equipment, they go on vacations, and then they struggle for 2 or 3 months. You also want to prepare for next season. Now, your business's off-season is the perfect time to get ahead of schedule. You might be tempted to use this time as a long vacation, but this will only set you behind your top competitors. So take initiative, stay active, and be involved. You should use this time to brainstorm ideas on how to grow your business. Do some intensive research on seasonal business trends, new marketing strategies, and look at your competitors' websites. This is also a good time for you to retool, meaning take a look at your equipment. So if you're a landscaper, you know that lawnmower blades have to be sharpened. You know that chainsaws have to be sharpened and tuned up. You know that weed whackers break almost every season. So now's the time in the downtime to get all that equipment ready to rock. Because once this grass starts growing, you don't want to be in catch-up mode. Depending on your business, you should consider building your inventory and earning new customers. Acquiring equipment can fulfill those needs and help your business expand. Good news, financing doesn't have to make a dent in your business's budget or your wallet. Financing companies will work with you to help you achieve your business's goals with a quick and easy process. You want to look for flexible financing, especially if you're a seasonal business. And that's what your business needs to be successful, to be able to skip or stop certain payments. These plans are made for businesses that make revenue on a less than typical schedule. The skip payment plans allow you to skip payments during the slower months. This helps alleviate some of the stress that comes with managing your cash flow and irregular revenue. The other financing option, which is called a step payment, allows you to choose a higher or lower upfront payment. And this allows you to have more flexibility in how you make your payments month to month or pay more upfront, decreasing your payments month to month. The best part about this is that you can decide based on your business's revenue trends. You also want to get your side hustle on. Consider diversifying what your business offers. Now, this might mean that expanding your business or your product selection or offering similar services depending on the season. We talked about when you're a landscaper, maybe you're also a snow plower in the winter. Maybe you work out at maybe you work at a local gym, and this will afford you an opportunity to help with training or something like that. You just want to make sure that whatever it is, it's comparable and can generate income for you. For example, if you are a pumper business, you could venture into the portable toilet industry. This makes for a busy spring and summer servicing outdoor festivals and events. Or if you run a lawn care business, consider providing snowplow services. This will keep you busy and generate revenue in the slow winter months. And finally, you have to stay hungry. And this applies to just about any business. You're always hungry for business during your busy season, right? So you should feel confident carrying that momentum all year long. And hopefully with these helpful tips, you'll be on the road to success during your business's off season. Keep building relationships with your customers, create and stick to a budget, get new equipment with flexible financing, and venture into new markets. And you better get going and start making every season your busy season. So hopefully those tips will help you as it pertains to getting ready for, you know, a seasonal business. There's a lot of businesses now, when you think about the holiday season, farmers that are getting ready for pumpkin patches, Christmas tree farms, anything that's holiday related, they've got to make a big push in the next 3 to 4 months to make it count. Landscapers now should already be offering services to their future, to their existing clients for next year. A retention bonus, if you will. 5% off services, a coupon for a couple of free cuts. Think about referral programs that your customers can help you with. Will they refer your business to their next door neighbor? Particularly, again, using the landscaper example. You know, will they refer you to their neighbors? Will they talk about you? Do you feel confident in letting them talk about your pricing structure? Bob cuts my lawn for $50 per week. Great. I just had Josh call. He does it for $40. You know, whatever. Does it include weed whacking? Does it include trimming? Things like that. Make sure that they can talk about your business as well as you can. You'll come in and close the deal, but you know, you want a satisfied customer with a big mouth to talk about your business. Let's do this. Yeah. Let's step away, take our quick news break. When we come back, I'm going to have 3 tips for you that will help prevent Amazon from wooing your online customers away from you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump's national security advisor meets with his Russian counterpart in Geneva, Switzerland today, and then holds a solo news conference explaining why he and the Russian official weren't holding one together.
I felt it was important to mention election meddling.
But John Bolton says he and Nikolai Patrushev could not reach any agreement on that issue, though Bolton says he made some things clear.
I made it clear that we wouldn't tolerate meddling in 2018. And that we were prepared to take necessary steps to prevent it from happening.
Bolton speaking where the two men met in Geneva, Switzerland. They're preparing in Hawaii for the arrival of a powerful Hurricane Lane, still a Category 4 storm, though some forecast models show it could end up moving west and away from the Hawaiian Islands. This is USA Radio News.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888 888- 800-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime will help.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. So glad you could join me this afternoon, and hopefully you're enjoying this beautiful weather. Not too hot, not too cold, just right, the way we like it. About 72 degrees currently in Flemington, and get out there and enjoy this beautiful day. So let's talk about Amazon for a minute, because as I talk to more and more companies, more and more businesses, particularly small business, they complain about Amazon, and sometimes it's justified, and sometimes it can be seen as an excuse. And as I've been in business over the last 9 years, when the recession hit, everybody blamed the economy. They blamed President Obama. They blamed the sun for rising in the morning and for setting at night. There was a million reasons why people would say their business was tanking. A lot of times they wouldn't look in the mirror and say, you know what, this is really my fault. Amazon has been growing and growing and growing. And I think they've achieved over $1 trillion in business or something like that. But is it all Amazon's fault? Is there anything you can do to prevent your customers from going to Amazon? I'm in the process of writing an article for LinkedIn, and I don't want to give away too much because I want you to read the article. But one of the things that I talk about is how we've kind of gotten away from developing relationships with our customers. Everything seems to be transactional anymore. Person comes into your business. You give them the product, they give you their credit card, they leave, and that's it. There's not really much going on as far as relationship building. And if I wanted to just do transactions, I can do that with Amazon very easily. So building loyalty and satisfaction in your online customers can keep them from following that big box, you know, siren song. Now, at first glance, an e-retail behemoth like Amazon is no match for a small business with almost limitless resources and even a faux holiday built around shopping the site. Any attempt to compete can feel like, you know, chucking pebbles at Goliath. However, market opportunities for small business e-commerce remain. So here are three ways to build loyalty and satisfaction in your online customers to keep them from following the big box down the road. First, this is important, and this is one that is so overlooked by small businesses, and that is you want to play the shop local card. I can't tell you how many times people come into my store, whether they're buying trophies for, you know, one person or for 100 kids in a baseball league, and they say, you know, we could have bought these online, but we wanted to shop local. You'd be a darn fool if you didn't play that shop local card. So publicize the fact that you're local. Talk about being a small business. Talk about the fact that you're hiring their neighbors and that by supporting your business, they're supporting the community. Now, Amazon can be many things, but can never be small. It can't be local and it can't be independent. And in some cases, that's going to be a huge advantage for you if you're an e-retailer. Rather than trying to puff up to appear larger than you are, promote your local, small, and or independent credentials with pride. Many consumers actually seek out businesses and brands that like this to support and are even willing to pay a bit more than big box store prices in order to feel good about their purchase and use their purchasing power to power the local economy. The next step is you want to make it quick and easy. Now make checkout and shipping a breeze. I talked to Bob King, who's the owner of Lone Eagle Brewing, and he made a great comment about 2 months ago when we were talking. He said, what you want to do is reduce the friction points. So making checkout and anything with shipping a breeze would definitely reduce your friction points. Now, Amazon has checkout and shipping down to a science. In fact, they now offer same-day shipping in many areas. So examine your business model. Examine your e-commerce site and your customer base for opportunities to streamline. Can you afford to offer free curbside pickup or delivery within a certain area? Is there a way to get customers through the checkout process with less screens, with less words, with less clicks? Make it easy and hassle-free for customers to choose you. We've been arguing about this in my business for several months. We got a new workflow system, and everybody wanted to go paperless. And I agree with it on a lot of points. Where I don't agree with it is when a customer comes to check out, you tell them, and sometimes orders can be large. So if you say to them, your order is $2,500, they hand over a credit card, they're going to want a receipt. You know, not just the little strip that comes out of the credit card machine. They're going to want some kind of paper that tells them what they've purchased, especially if they have to go back to a league board or something like that. So initially, we were handing them that paper, and then if they wanted a receipt, we would have to go print it off the computer, wait for it to print on the printer, then bring it to them. Delay, 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 friction point, friction point, friction point. So we've gotten into the habit of, we'll just go ahead and print the paper in advance, give it to them, they can do with it what they want. But it has to be smooth and seamless in order to make it work. Also, as a business with facing the competition of Amazon, you want to fill the gaps. Offer products and experiences that Amazon can't. Now, while Amazon sells over 12 million SKUed products, there are still many products that they don't carry, or they don't carry a wide selection of. For instance, many local brands may decide not to partner with Amazon, so they sell their products for a variety of reasons. The site has also been criticized for gaps in clothing and fresh foods. Small businesses can work to identify and stock these gaps, giving their customers a better, wider, higher quality option than their big box competitors. Additionally, stores that run both e-commerce and a brick and mortar store can offer customers unique incentives, such as a discount on their next in-store purchase, higher end gift wrap than Amazon selection, or invites to special customer appreciation events. This will help build the kind of loyalty and personal customer service relationships that only a small business can achieve. One of the areas that Amazon can't touch is personalization. So if you're thinking of, if you have a business that involves some kind of personalization, market the heck out of that, because they're not going to be able to touch it, and they certainly can't get it done in, you know, their typical 24-hour turnaround. If you have a unique product, before you start thinking about becoming an Amazon seller, build your base locally and make sure that, it's a product that people want before you try to go big, you know. And then I think that there's many ways to compete with Amazon. Don't make it the excuse for why your business isn't performing. There's plenty of room for everybody. So make sure that you're willing to take on that challenge. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Jim Gano. Let's talk for a minute about making your business more financially stable. Now, again, back in June, I had interviewed Mike Michalowicz, the author of Profit First. If you watch shows like The Profit on CNBC, Billion Dollar Buyer also on CNBC, Shark Tank, one of the things, an overriding theme over the past 6 months to a year, was exposing businesses that weren't financially stable. You know, they would talk about how it's almost as if they're living paycheck to paycheck. So how can you become more financially stable in your business? So there are many strategies. They take time, they take effort, and sometimes money to establish. But once they're built into the foundation of your small business, financial stability will be within reach. Small business owners and home service professionals often face a significant challenge in keeping their enterprises sustainable, financially stable. Now, without the stability in your revenue and expenses, it becomes much more difficult to manage your forecasts and your expectations. It's hard to maintain a consistent living, and more, it's stressful. So what are the benefits of financial stability? Now, there are just some of the perks. These are just some of the perks of increased financial stability in your professional life. One of the most common reasons for business failure is the lack of accurate financial forecasting. Stability in your revenue and expenses will give your business greater predictability, so you won't encounter that issue. You'll also have income consistency. As a business owner, your personal income will depend on the performance of your business. Higher financial stability will mean more income consistency, no matter how your business develops. It will lower your stress level. Stable businesses are less stressful since they're more predictable and easier to control. It also means you have fewer unknown variables to worry about. Financial stability makes your business more flexible. With financial grounding, you'll have more options for investment, development, and growth. Before we get into the how to make your company more financially stable. Let's talk about some of them for a minute. As a business owner, how often are you pulling P&L reports? How often are you looking at your balance sheet? Or are you just looking at the money in the bank? QuickBooks, if you use that tool, is a great way for you to compare. How did business do this week versus the same time period last year, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? It'll show you where you're spending too much money. It'll show you where you're losing money. And it gives you a good snapshot of where your business currently is. The Profit First system that Mike Michalowicz wrote about will help you identify areas where you need to save, or it will help you gain that discipline so that you can save. We're in the process now of setting an account up for real estate where we're going to be buying our own building in the next 2 years. That's going to give us a lot more control over rent, over our production capabilities and things like that. But if I don't set up that separate account, it doesn't happen because that money will be spent in other places. So you have to have that discipline. Now, in order to get yourself financially stable, you have to create a second revenue stream. Your first job is to create a secondary revenue stream by selling a different product or service or starting a side business. For example, if you specialize in heating and cooling, you might consider adding a plumbing wing to your business. If you don't want to make the investment to a different area of specialty, you can also diversify your income through other means like investing in stocks or index funds. More lines of revenue mean less risk and a greater resistance to sudden change. You want to acquire what we call retainer clients. You'll also want to stabilize your business stream by standardizing what you charge and how you charge for it. If you can, enlist customers in an ongoing retainer plan, charging a fixed amount per month for a set amount of work. So long as the contract remains in place, this will give you a firm number on which you can build your forecast. You can still take on other kinds of contract work, but a handful of retainer clients can make your business significantly more stable. For instance, in the recruiting field is what they call contingency recruiting and retainer recruiting. Now, contingency means you will pay the firm if they place a candidate with you. On a retainer basis, you'll pay up front and they will continue to place candidates within your company. There are a lot of retainer firms out there that just love it because there's a steady flow of income and you'll keep processing candidates and resumes for them. I think you do a little bit better. You get a little bit better searches and results with the contingency-based firms because they're a little more hungry. They know there's more competition, so they try to bring the best candidates every time. But if you can get retainer business in any small business, you're doing very well. Landscapers, painters, things like that. If you are a painter and you specialize in residential, but you will do commercial work maybe at night or on weekends, getting some of that work, getting paid up front, and knowing that once you finish painting a large office building, you might have to come back and paint it again in 2 years, getting that type of work over and over again would be huge. So again, acquire as many retainer clients as you can. Then you want to maximize your client retention. Now, speaking generally, customer retention is vastly more cost efficient than customer acquisition. You'll spend less time and money keeping your best and most loyal customers than you will in finding new ones. So balance your budget accordingly. Establish customer loyalty programs and go the extra mile for your top customers instead of pouring money into more advertising or outreach programs. Get seasonal or on-demand help. And during periods of increased work, such as during a specific season or due to an inexplicable surge in demand, you'll be tempted to hire more full-time employees. However, the increased cost and high turnover will introduce more instability into your business. Instead, build a network of contacts for on-demand or seasonal help who you can call in as needed or to manage extra work. That way, you won't have to turn away the extra work and you won't have to hire more full-timers either. This can save you 25 to 30% of your employment expenses for extra help alone. Have a follow-up strategy. Make sure your business has a follow-up strategy in place for leads that have gone cold or customers who haven't purchased anything from your brand in a while. Sometimes knocking on a door or making a phone call is all it takes to reinvigorate the interest in your brand and reawaken a portion of your income that would otherwise be lost. This is, again, a great tool in QuickBooks. Run a sales report 2015, 16, 17, 18, and see who's fallen off that you may go back after now and say, We'd still love to have your business. What can we do to get it back? You want to manage your revenue carefully. Manage and spend your revenue carefully during periods of increased income. And you may be tempted to draw a bonus or invest in something new for the business, but think carefully before you do. Your necessity should always come first, followed by any changes needed to maintain or improve profitability. You want to reinvest in your business when appropriate and avoid impulse spending or expansion for too rapid for your business to tolerate. And finally, build emergency expenses into your budget. Make sure you budget conservatively, accounting for emergency expenses and unknown variables whenever possible. No matter how carefully you plan, unexpected expenses are bound to come up. Having an emergency fund on standby will help you compensate for these expenses and prevent them from interfering with your projections. These strategies take time, effort, and sometimes money to establish. But once built into your system, it will help you in achieving that financial stability and keep, and you'll have much more flexibility and far more options for your personal and professional future. So hopefully these tips will help you become more financially stable, particularly the forecasting, the retention accounts if you can get them, and managing and planning your revenue carefully. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We'll be right back after this.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113. Or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Oh, you lucky dog, you. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. Glad you could join me. My name is Jim Gano, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington, and the host of this program for about the last 6.5 years. So, again, so glad you could join me. Enjoyed reminiscing with Donna Rowland last night on Facebook. We were talking about one of our old college professors and some of the things that he was able to do to further our careers. And she's now a professor in a couple of universities down in Indiana. So good luck to her as the new school year starts. Let's talk about 7 tips for successful vendor relationships. Now, this is an area, I feel, where businesses screw up royally. Taking for granted your vendors is a really bad move. You know, just expecting that they're going to be there for you at all times, you know, yelling at them if they screw something up, but not partnering them, I think, is a huge mistake. So vendor selection isn't always the sexiest aspect of owning a small business, but the resulting relationships can have lasting effects on the success of your company. Now, these tips are going to help you know when to say yes and when to walk away. Small business owners tend to be visionaries with the very specific ideas on how they want their business to run and high standards for the quality of the work produced. So as a small business owner, it can be difficult to make the decision to hire vendors and contractors, fearing wasted dollars, inadequate results, and untimely performance. However, if you stick to a few specific guidelines, your chances of hiring the right vendor or contract to suit your needs affordably can increase dramatically. Jeffrey Leaving, who's the president of the law offices of Jeffrey Leaving Limited, offers the following tips for maximizing results with vendors and contractors. First, he says, do your due diligence concerning a specific vendor before engaging in negotiations. Second, request potential vendors sign non-disclosure agreements with you before entering into negotiations. You don't want to risk a vendor using your sensitive business information with one of your competitors. If a representative from a specific vendor is not dealing with you with integrity, request a new rep from the vendor, and the vendor is not generally going to want to lose your business. So if the vendor is not the right fit for you, use one of their competitors. Do comparison price shopping in the marketplace so you don't end up grossly overpaying. Rely on written contracts to bind your purchases with vendors. Verbal agreements can result in communication problems, disagreements, and failed relationships. So have a lawyer review the contracts before signing. Hire a competent, transactional lawyer who will watch your back. And also, don't use a lawyer who is representing or has represented the vendor, as there's too much conflict of interest risk there. You want to develop a good working relationship with vendors that you can trust. And then working relationships with those trusted vendors can be maintained for years to come. And finally, rely on your intuition and your emotional intelligence. If it doesn't feel right, it usually isn't. So again, vendors can sometimes be the lifeblood of your business. They're the ones who are going to supply you with the product and services. You better make sure that you've got the best ones working with you, not for you, with you. Let's talk about social media for a while. I want to get a little bit more into this as we get into the fall season, because it's really time to start promoting your business, and social media posts are probably one of the best ways to do that, but you don't want to make it come across sounding like a robot. So you can save time by using a lot of the social media templates and scheduling posts in advance, but don't forget to add a human voice to your small business content. While using generic templates and scheduling your social media posts in advance can save you time, it's possible to sound too automated. Your customers crave that genuine human touch that is key to connecting on social media. So to avoid sounding like a ramble-on robot, here are a few quick tips to help you maintain a human social media presence for your business. First, establish a flexible posting schedule. A good rule of thumb for social media marketing is to get on a schedule. So if you try to create content in an unorganized fashion, people are going to notice. Online visitors like to see consistency, as do search engines, and posting rarely and erratically will not establish good online credibility. Two, create the right content for each platform. And when creating content for your social followers, keep in mind that while hashtags and photos may be optimal on one platform, it may not be the best across all social media platforms. And while you don't have to post entirely unique content on each one, you may be able to share similar posts in multiple sites. It's good to change up the language, the hashtags, and the visuals so it doesn't look like you just repeated everything. Third, engage your followers. What's the point of setting up social media accounts to market your business if you aren't going to be social? As the name implies, social media was created for engagement with online followers. Don't hesitate to engage the people that follow you. Participating in conversations and encouraging shares is a great way to build up your overall presence on social media, and customers will also notice when you take the time to respond to their comments. Also, don't underestimate the power of videos and photos as well. You want to be human. Now, this may sound like the most obvious part of this story, but don't forget to show that you are a person behind that screen. Potential customers don't connect with businesses that sound like robots. They connect with the human beings that are willing to educate, inform, and establish meaningful relationships. When creating social media content to engage your customers, it's crucial to not only provide them with meaningful information, but talk to them, not at them. People know the difference between an automated post meant for sales and a post dedicated to asking questions or to gather feedback. And finally, you want to be ready to respond. And the last and probably most important rule to stick to when utilizing social media for your business is to always respond. always respond. It's not enough to post on social media and hope for the best. You need to be proactive to maintain your online reputation. You will want to check your social accounts daily to make sure you catch any new notifications, such as a question, a comment, or a review. If you let comments or reviews go without a response for more than a day, it will look like you're not involved with your customers, and you're going to want to respond as soon as possible to answer any questions or to offer solutions. So some great tips there on social media. Hopefully you're planning now, because we got one more week to summer. Once school starts, you've got to start hammering people for that Thanksgiving / Christmas holiday rush. Make it a great year and get started early. In sports and NASCAR news, Kurt Busch won last week's race in Martinsville to clinch a berth in the playoffs. This week, the teams are off and will return to action September 2nd at Bristol Motor Speedway. In Major League Baseball, the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions in the American League, while the Braves, Cubs, and Diamondbacks lead their division in the National. In college football, the Ohio State University announced it has suspended head coach Urban Meyer for the first three games of the season for his handling, or lack thereof, of domestic abuse claims involving now former assistant coach Zach Smith. And in preseason football, the Eagles take on the Browns at 8 p.m. tonight, and the Giants will play the Jets tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. Well, as always, it's been my pleasure joining you today. And I always end the show with some great advice I got from my father when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal and professional life every day. Maybe you can use it in your life as well, when he said, never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. If you have ideas for upcoming program topics or guests, email me at trophyjim@yahoo.com, or you can connect with me on LinkedIn, on Twitter at JimGano83, or on Facebook on our new page, Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody. And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
A judge set a $5 million bail yesterday for the illegal immigrant accused of killing an Iowa college student. Today on Fox and Friends, President Trump said now more than ever we need to fix our immigration system.
She was killed by a horrible person that came in from Mexico illegally here, found by ICE. We're building the wall. It's already started. We've spent $3.2 billion on it. We're asking for $5 billion for this year's funding. The wall is going up. A lot of people don't know it. I'd like to build it even faster, but dealing with the Democrats is very tough.
Reality Winner, a former government contractor, earlier this year pleaded guilty to mailing classified information to a news organization, was sentenced to 5 years in jail today. In court today, Winner did apologize and acknowledge that what she did was wrong. Authorities never identified the news organization who Winner sent the classified information to. This is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
Heavy rains from the outer bands of Hurricane Lane are pounding Hawaii's Big Island today, spawning flash flood warnings and landslides as residents and businesses begin to prepare for the most powerful hurricane to hit the island since 1992. This business owner said he